Penguin Random House Audio presents Borden Chantry by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Eric Singer. Chapter 1. Dawn came like a ghost to the silent street, a gray, dusty street lined with boardwalks, hitching rails, and several short lengths of water trough. False-fronted buildings alternated with others of brick or stone, some with windows showing goods for sale, some blank and empty. A door slammed. A well pump came to life, complaining in rusty accents. Then a rooster crowed, answered by another from across the town. Into the end of the street rode a lone cowboy on a crowbait horse. He saw the sign of the Bon Ton restaurant and turned toward it. Then his horse shied and he saw the body of a man lying beside the walk. He glanced at it, dismounted, then tied his horse at the rail. He tried the restaurant door and had started to turn away when the sound of footsteps drew him back. The door opened, and a pleasant voice said, "Come in. There's coffee. Breakfast ready in a few minutes." "I ain't no hurry." The cowboy straddled a chair, accepting the coffee. "Dead man out in the street."
"Again? Third this week."
"You just wait until Saturday. Saturday night's when they let the wolves howl. You stick around." "I seen it here and yonder. I ain't figuring on it. I'm riding over to Carson and the steam cars." He jerked his head toward the street. "You seen him?"
"No, don't aim to.
I seen a dead man. I seen 24 of them time to time. Ain't nothing about being dead pleases me. Some drunken fight, no doubt."